The Mishnah in Daf Pei Aleph from the Beis in Sanhedrin brings a very interesting and unique din, which is very rare to happen, but it needs a hesber. Mishnah says like this: A goyne ves a kasva. If someone ganves the kasva, kasva is a kli shoris. It's one of the kelim on the shulchan, but it means any kli shoris. If anybody ganves, he steals kli from the Beis HaMikdash, which really are over on the Signov also. Ba'mekalel ba'koisem, if he's mekalel Hashem, but without a, like we talked about Megadev, without the Shemus, he's just mekalel Hashem. Va'boyel aramis, and or somebody who is boyel agoya, which is a Yisur Doraisa of Loisis Chatinbo, kanoin poiginboy. So then the Zealots, they come and they kill him. So here we're talking about not a Misas Bezdin, but a Misa that's mutar for anybody who's a Kanoi, who really thinks L'Shem Shemayim, he could kill him on the spot. And there's one more case, that's three cases we said. Koyen Shishimish Betume, Einechov HaKoyanim Evino Yisro LeBezdin, Elopioche Kona Moitzino Yisro Yichutz La'azoro, Mefatzin Esmoiche B'gzirin. If there was a Kohen that he did Avoida and he was Tomei, so Be'emes the din is that he's Chayv Malkus. And that's what it says in the Rambam, Perek Yutes from Sanhedrin. And the Rambam says all the dini, he counts out all the things that are Chayv Malkus. And the Rambam says, all the chayvei mises b'dei shomayim that they're below saseh, and they are yeshbo and maise and loikin aleim. The Rambam says it's chayv mises b'dei shomayim, and there's also malchus. There's 18. The 13th one is koyen sheshimish betuma, koyen tomish sheshimish. And the Rambam in So the Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Daled Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Tome Shoved Ba Mikdash, Chilel Avoidosoi, V'chayv Mise B'dei Shomayim Al Avoidosoi. Even without shehiya betuma, that could be a rechatim. So the Rambam says that a person should be not have a shehiya betuma. The issur is to be in the Beis HaMikdash a certain amount of time. So if you're that amount of time, so it's chayev on bias mikdash. But sometimes he's tomei in the Beis HaMikdash and he goes out. While he's going out, he does avoid the etzem. So because of bias mikdash, it's not chayev because he's onus and he's going out. But if he does the avoida b'shas ma'isa, so he's chayv misa b'dei shomayim and he's mechalel the avoida. And we learn it out from teruma chilul chilul. Just like there it's misa b'dei shomayim, so here it's also misa b'dei shomayim. Chol lav shechayov in olav misa b'dei shomayim loikin olav. The Rambam says every lav that there's misa b'dei shomayim, there's also malkis. And then he says, "Afal pishei moved betume ene chayv misa bebezdin ene chayv bebezdin elo malkes." If what is chiyuv in bezdin is only malkes, that means he was misa b'dei shomayim, but he's chayv malkes. Echov akranim lo yoyu mevino yisur lebezdin elo moitzino yisur lachutz upoitzin esmoicho vein memachin alian bekach. So he says that the echov akranim, they take him out of the Beis HaMikdash and they break open his head. It's also a kind of a kanoim. Although the Mishnah said three things, kanoim poigin boy, and then the next one was koyin shishimish betuma, so echov akoyanim take him. So it could be that the Echov HaKoyim are the Kanoim, the ones that do it. But it doesn't say Kanoim because not everybody's in the Beis HaMikdash. Who saw that it was Shemish Betuma? It's Bedarach Klal the Kohen, but it says it together. Also the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, Halach Evov of Sanhedrin, HaGoynev Kli Shoris Min HaMikdash VaMekalel BaKoysem VaBoyel HaRamis Ein Bezdin Nizkokin Lohen Elo HaKanoim Poygin Bohen B'chol HaHoyel Gon Zocha. It's a little bit of a different lotion. B'chol HaHoyel Gon Zocha V'chein Koyen Sheshimish Betum Elo Yerchav HaKoyen Im Evino Yisele Bezdin Elo Pirchi Koyen HaMoitzin HaShechutz LaHazoro Moitzin Es Moichoy B'gzorin. So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah said more. He says V'ein Memachin Alein B'kach, because the Rambam over there, he says it beferush more, that really would be mechuyev malchus, and he should have gone to Besdin for malchus. Instead, the Echov HaKoyanim took him away. It says, lo yoyu mevin oisir lebesdin. It's as if they're doing instead of Besdin, and they took him out. So we don't make him a chod. That means he should have, he could have been brought to Besdin for malchus. And pashtas, it says in the Achronim that if he would get malchus, it could be he would not have misa b'day shomayim, would be instead. But they took him out and they have a reshus to kill him. And it says, Ein memachin b'kach, because over there he's talking of the alternative. He could have gone to Bezin, and even though they didn't take him to Bezin, they took the law into their own hands. So Ein memachin b'kach. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, he's saying it for short, and he doesn't say about the malchus in Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches, he says it in the reshim of the malchus. So over here he's talking about Kanoin Poygin Boy, and he says there's also another case that we take the law in our hands, and it's the Pirchei Kuna Moitzines Moiche Begizrin. Over there it doesn't say Memachin Biyodor Zocha, but in the first three it says Kolayogon Zocha. Over there it would be Mashma, I would think, maybe because there isn't the Efsharus to go to Bezdi, there isn't Malkus, but some Achronim say that there is Malkus on it. Yeah, so we're back to the Mishnah. So we had three cases that Kanoim Poygin Boy, and one, Gekoyin Sheshimish Betumas Dechav HaKoyanim, or kill him. So Rashi says, Kanoim Poygin Boy. B'nei Odom Ksherin HaMizkanin Kinoso Shel Mokim Poygin Boy B'sho Shoroi Nes HaMaisi. Aval Acha Miken, Ein Misoso Mesura LeBezdin, V'aloch LeMoshu Misinayu. So Rashi says, this that poigin, that memisi noisoi, is only b'shas maisa, the ones who are mekane, kinosa shel mokum, they're all the shem shomayim, and while they see the maisa, b'shas maisa, they could kill him. If he stopped the maisa and he's after the maisa, then it's also to kill him. And Rashi says, a loshen, ein misosoi mesuro lebezdin. So it could be Rashi means, he doesn't. I thought before that Rashi means Ein Misosir Misura LeBezdin. He calls this what Kanoim Poygin Boy. It's called Misosir Bidei Odom. He would call it Bezdin. But now I'm thinking Rashi means something else. Rashi means La'achal Miken Ein Misosir Misura LeBezdin. That's for sure the pshat in Rashi. Rashi means that we didn't. Bezdin doesn't have a reshus to kill him. It's not as if people kill him. If not people, so then he has Misa Bidei Bezdin Bidei Odom. It's only b'shas ma'isa, there's a din misa of kanoim. But there's no other din misa. There's no misas bezdin on these averas. So on this, so we have three things. Goynev es hakasvav, ganven in klishoris, tome sheshimesh betume, and Boyel HaRamis. There's also Mekalel Bekoisim. Now, in this din of Lo Yavoy, the Gemara says, My Kasvam Rav Yudah Klishores, that he gamved the Klishores. V'chein Oema V'sksois HaNosech, that's a chelek of the Shulchan. He gamved a piece of the Shulchan. I could find a reason why to say, why the Gemara wants to say Klishores, like the Rambam says, Agonim Klishores. Why does the Gemara Dafka say a loshen that's hard to understand, and it means a certain kli that's part of the shulchan. Either it's the ones that hold up the lechem, the sticks that hold up the lechem, or it means the dividers between the lechem, and that's the way the Gemara is coming to tell us klisharis, and the Gemara had to ask, what's kasva? And the Gemara answers that it's a klisharis. It could also be because the shulchan is a remes to, is the makor of the shefa, of the parnosa of people. That's what it says in this forum. And he goes and he gambles a chelik of that parnosa. It could be he thought maybe it'll help him in parnosa or something. So that's why the Gemara is mavli dafka this kli of ksois ha-nosech. It's just a thought. So then the Gemara says, ve'echer emizech, where is there a remez to this inyan that goinim klisharis is chayev in kanoim poikim boy? So the Gemara says, v'loyavoyu liois kevalas ha-kodesh v'omei. So that's the last posik in this coming parsha that's Bamidbar we're holding this week. V'loyavoyu liois kevalas ha-kodesh v'omei. So it's talking about the Levim. It's the last three psukim. It's good if we read it inside. Al tachlisu shevet mishpchus hakosi mitoich halevim. The kohosi are the ones that carry the aron and all the kelim that are kodesh. V'zois asu lehem b'choyu v'lo yomusu b'gishtom es kodesh hakodoshim. When they come there, the kodesh hakodoshim, to put the aron in its covering. Aaron and Vonov are the ones to come in and cover the Aaron. They won't come in to see when they're covering the Kodesh, the Aaron, and then they'll die. So Pashtis, the Pasuk is talking, and that's what it says in the Parshone Mikra, that it's talking about looking at the Aaron. That's also to look at the Aaron. If the Levim will come in before Aaron, they'll look at the Aaron and Vomeso Chayv Misa. The Gemara here, that will come back later. The Gemara here darshans that the Remise, the Remez of Goinev Klishores, that there is a certain Chiyuv Misa on it. We're talking about Kanoim Poigimboy. V'loyavoyu liyo is Kevala is HaKodesh Vomeso. So the Rishonim, the Ramban Chumash, they say Kevala is a Loshon of Gneva. Rashi says Loshin Ganav Shemavlin Umachbin. When you hide something, you take it for yourself, it's called Blia. Verem is Baal Meuv Loi Mikronovik. The Iker Krobelivim Kosov Shuzarush Loi Liris Besiluk Masois Beshas Achnosas Kalim Lenautek Shalin. Show you Aaron of one of Machasin Oranba Misberis Kmashikosov Shom. Vo Aaron Benosom Boiridu. So the Iker Posik really is talking about the Levim that they shouldn't see the Aaron when Aaron of one of are coming to cover it. And there's a remez, kevala es hakodesh, when you're ganvening a klishor es hakodesh, then vomesu. That's a remez. Also, the Gemara says in Pebez Omed Beis about Kohen Sheshimish Betumah, the Gemara has a shaila, is he chayev misa b'dei shomayim or not? So the Gemara says that Rav Shesha said, Kohen Sheshimish Betumah, is perche kohen other mafatzin es moicha begizrin, v'isal kedai tor mechayev b'dei shomayim. Lishavke delikto b'dei shemayim. If there's a misa b'dei shemayim, kohen sheshimish betume, so why should the kohenim do it? Let's wait till the shemayim does it. Elomai einu chayv. So what do you say? There's not chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So mi kemidi drachmone patre vana neku meniktole. Is there such a thing that he's banished potter from misa? And b'dei shemayim, there's no misa. And we go and we kill him. So what kind of chiv misa is? Then the Gemara asks, well, we do find such a thing, machnis neisel kippos. The Gemara answers. Then the Gemara says, we have a case. Well, goinim is a kasva. Goinim is a kasva. We don't find misa on such a thing, and we see kanoim poigim boy. So there is such a case where we give misa without bezdin. So he says, Omar Rav Yehuda b'klishoris askin of ramisa v'lo yavoy liot yivalas hakodesh v'misa. So it's mashma in the Gemara that the Gemara wanted to say from Rav Sheshes that there has to be a misa b'dei shomayim. Rav Sheshe said that there isn't a Misa B'dei Shomayim, because if there would be a Misa B'dei Shomayim, we would have waited for the Shomayim. And then the Gemara says, no, it could be there's no Misa B'dei Shomayim, and Afal Pikein, there's a Din of Kanoin Pekin. That's the two Gemaras we have on this. Now, the Chinuch says, Parshas Bamidbar, Ein Boi Mitzvah Lechesh Boi Neinu. So Minchas Chinuch says, Kavonosoi to the Baal Alochis Gdoilis. The Baal Alochis Gdoilis says, Yesh mitzvah, there is a mitzvah in Bamidbar. Hainu loise said, Dagoini v'sakasvo, hainu klishoris. And what's the lav? Lo yavoy lios kevala sakodesh. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what we read, Remez l'goini v'klishoris. And the din is kanoin poigimboi. Now, so we see here a machlokes. The Bahag says, The chinuch goes lefi the Rambam. The Rambam says it's not counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's just a remez to go in with a kli shoris. The Bahag, Alochis Gdola, says it is counted as a Taryag mitzvah. It's one of the loises, a goin of a kasvah. So this machlokes is brought out more in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Shoresh HaShlishi, where the Rambam puts down a klal that we don't count in the numbers of the Taryag mitzvahs, we don't count a mitzvah that's not Noeg LeDoiris, something that was only Leshoah at the time, we don't count it as one of the Taryag. And he brings that the Bahag did count some mitzvahs that seemed to be that they were only L'shaitoi and not L'doiris. So he says like this, Ukvalto, the Rambam says, Ukvalto gam ken zuloseinu b'sheiresh hazeh, umono b'avur shadocha katzorech, v'lo yavoyu lios kevala sakodesh. He counted lo yavoyu lios kevala sakodesh as a lav, one of the lois that said that he shouldn't ganver klishoris. Right away we see that he counted it as a lav, but only for the lav of ganvening a klishoris, but not for the lav of looking at the oron, which we'll come back to later. And he brings a few, and he says, "Vafal pisha omru remez legoyne v'sakasva minayin shenema v'lo yavoyu liris kevala sakodesh," which would seem that it is a lav. So the Rambam says, "Yesh de sipuk b'omrom remez." It says in the Gemara, it's a remez, it's mashma, it's not really the posik. Memela, we don't count it as a special lav of going of klishos from loyavoy leos kevala sakredesh. Before we get to the hemshach, to the Ramban, I'll just point out that a few sentences later, the Rambam brings different psukim that are l'shaitre. V'ani niflo mizeh, shemono elu alavin, lomo loimono, why didn't the Bahag count Bimon ish al yoysom imenu? He should have counted a lav of the mon al yoysom imenu ad boiker. There's such a lav. So we see that it's l'shaiter. So the bag that counts mitzvahs l'shaiter should also count that. And al totzal esmoyov. And then we should have counted asei l'chosorov v'simus yarnes the nechash anachoshes. V'omru kach tzintzenes achas v'sen shomom lo yoyim amon. So he should have counted those. There's one posik that the Rambam brings that is a pele. The Rambam says, "V'chein yimne hayu nechoinim l'shloshes yomim." He should have counted the mitzvah by Matan Torah that it says hayu nechoinim l'shloshes yomim al tikshu elisho da'chona for Matan Torah. This pasuk I really don't understand how the Rambam brings it in. The whole pasuk is before Matan Torah. If we're talking about after Matan Torah, and we'll say tzintzen esachas v'sen shomam lo yoyim amon. So Rashi says that mitzvah was b'sefer boim shomam. Only was written before. And even if you would say that it was before, but it has to be Kayam that's in Senesamon, just like Shemin HaMishcha has to be Kayam, and it's counted because it's there. But how does the Rambam say that? He should have counted Yunachonim L'Shloshes Yomi, which the whole thing is before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, it's not Nogea. Maybe it needs a Heber, maybe it means the Tuma, that the Tuma can be afterwards the learn Torah betuma, maybe that's what's nichlal in it. Balkari shouldn't learn Torah. But Allah is not like that. Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Ramban says on the Rambam, back to the din of Goyne v'sakasvo. So the Ramban says that it is considered a lav, and he brings our Gemara that says if it's chayv misa b'dei shomayim or not, and Rav Sheshe says that it's not chayv misa b'dei shomayim, because if so, we would have waited for the shomayim. Then the Gemara is doicha, no, we have mitzvahs that are, even though that they're that there's no misa b'dei shomayim, so we are the ones who do that misa, and he brings goyne v'sakasva v'lo yavoy lios kevala sakredesh. And the Ramban says that the maskona Mekiven Sholu Divre Rav Sheshes B'tiyuvte, that Rav Sheshes said that there's no Misa B'dei Shomayim, Om Do Aloche Kuma Shomanu Deleke Midi De Rachmone Patre Vanan Katlino. So the Ramban says that we're left a maskon of the Gemara, that the Gemara says there isn't anything that the Torah patterned him. There were no misa min ha-shomayim min ha-Torah, and we will patter him. Vanan katlin ole. And goyne v'sakasvo, v'im goyne v'sakasvo enu chayv misa b'dei shomayim, lo yam misosu b'dei kanoim. So he brings out that the maskon of the Gemara is that there has to be a misa b'dei shomayim k'day that there should be kanoim poigim b'ay. So if so, if there is a misa b'dei shomayim, so Memele, the Rambam himself, when he said against the Bahag, he says, Vafal Pisha Omru. It's a remez, upashte deko enekein, ve'enu gamken miklal michuye ve'en misa b'dei shomayim. So from what the Rambam says, ve'enu gamken bichlal misa b'dei shomayim, it's mashman the Rambam, if it would be bichlal misa b'dei shomayim, for sure we would count it as a lot. And the Ramban says that the maskon of the Gemara is that it is mechuyev b'dei shomayim misa, so maybe it should be counted as a lot. And the Loshen Remez, the Ramban says, we find a lot of times Remez, and it means that it is a lot. So we have here a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, if it's mechuyev misa b'dei shomayim, or it's not mechuyev misa b'dei shomayim. Lefi the Ramban, it's mechuyev misa b'dei shomayim, and lefi the Rambam, it's not from the mechuyev misa b'dei shomayim. Now the kasha is that the Gemara says here in Sanhedrin, daf pei gimel, pelu shebemisa, oichel esatevel, koin tomish rochal trume, it says v'tomish eshimesh tvulyon, all the misas b'dei shomayim. If the Ramban holds that the maskone is that goyne v'sakas v'goyne v'klishoris is chayv misa b'dei shomayim, why isn't it counted in this brisa here? So the Ramban says that the brisa only counted the things that have only misa b'dei shomayim, but if it's also kanoim poigim b'y, so it's also misosu b'dei odom, that it doesn't say. Therefore it doesn't say goyne v'klishoris. So the Ran brings a kasha. So how does the Ramban say that? But we all, one of the things that's in the Brice is Tomish Shishimesh. Tomish Shishimesh, according to Tomish Shishimesh, is Misa B'dei Shomayim, like it says in the Brice, but it's also Echov HaKoyanim Poitzin Es Moich. It's also Sug of Kanoim Pogim, so it's also B'dei Odom and also B'dei Shomayim. So just like it says in the Brice, Tomish Shishimesh, it should also say the Deen of Gönim Sakasva. It's a kasha on the Ramban. So here, Rav Shach tries to say a chiluk. It's a chiluk dak, but it's able to, we're able to understand. He says v'dovo nochenu. He says like this: Tomi sheshimesh is chayv malkes. We read that Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, Perek Dalad Aleph and Aloha Beis. It's chayv malkes. The emes, if it's kranim poitnes moichoy, it's a sug of kanoim poigim boy. That means there's a certain chiyuv misa on it. If there's a certain chiyuv mitzah, it should be potter from Malkus, because there's a Rabbi Kivega, a very famous Rabbi Kivega in Ksuvis, in the beginning of Elul Naras, Daf Chof Tesa or Daf Lamed, the Gemara brings out, he brings out from a Tosfos that the din is, just like there's komle b'derabe minei on every chayiv mitzah, that if somebody does a peula that is mischayiv mitzah for it, and at the same time he does a peula is chayiv a less onesh, like Bobe Machteris, the Shiber Sakelim, or somebody's Rode Fachar Chaver Lohargo, and his Shiber Sakelim on the way. So he's Potter from Momon. Why? Because Komle Bidorabimine, you give him the Onish that's stronger and not the less Onish. So Memele, if Atome Sheshimish is Chayev, Misa Bidei Shomayim, and it's Chayev Misa Bidei Odom Bakanoim Poigimboy, so if so, why is he Chayev Malkus? It should be Komle Bidorabimine. So Rav Shach says that there's two things. There's komle b'derabe minei, when you're chayv two different anshim, like somebody's redif lahargo, and there's also moment. There's also another drosh of mishum risho achas atom chayvoy, kidei rishoter, but not mishum shtei rishoyes. It brings different rise. I don't want to go into all the rise. I'm trying to say just the chiluk. Mishum shtei rishoyes, he says, if it's two onshim for one thing, so both of them are his onesh. He's not potter from one because of the other. But it means that you give one and not the other. Lomosho. By Tomi Shishimish Bamikdosh, so is Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim, is Chayev Misa B'dei Odom Kanoim Pregimboy, and there's also Malkus. So we don't give both. If you don't go to Besnin to give Malkus, you give Misa B'dei Odom the Kanoim of Poitzenes Moichi. If you brought him to Besnin, he would get Malkus, and he wouldn't have the Kanoim Pregimboy. Pashtos, he wouldn't have Misa B'dei Shomayim either, it's Patros from it. But that means that he's not potter from the other one. It's just we don't give both onshim. If you give one, you don't give the other. If you give the other, you don't give the first. But by Tomei Sheshimish, we don't say komle b'derabim in it to say that because he's chayev misa b'dei odom, Rabbi Kiveger is talking, he's chayev misa b'dei odom, or he's chayev misas bezdin, or kanoim poigim boi, so he's talking that there's other chiyuvim that is potter on other momenus. But if it's the same oinesh on the same din of Tomei Sheshimish, so then one doesn't cancel out the other, it's just you give one and not the other. Then he continues to say, Tevar and for the Ramban, that the Ramban said that Akoyne v'sakasu is chayv misa b'dei shomayim, and it's not counted in the brights of all the misas b'dei shomayim. Tomei Sheshimish is in the brights of misa b'dei shomayim. So he says like this, the rem is of Goyne v'sakasvo, and that is chayv kanoim poigim boi, all come from the posik v'loyovoy lios kevala sakudish v'omezo. It's halocha l'moshim Sinai that kanoim poigim boi. But it all comes from the same source of loyovoy lios. Remez loyovoy lios kevala sakudish v'omezo. So memele, over there, we say that, like when we say l'moshu, when we say chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos, b'mezid v'asro is chiyuv misas bezdin. Without asro is chores. So we don't call Chilul Shabbos Chayve Krisus. We call it Chayve Misus Bezdin. Why? Because that's the ultimate onesh, Chayve Misus Bezdin. And if he does it without Asro, he gets Chorus. So the same thing. By Tomei Sheshimish, we'll call it Chayve Misus Bezdin. Because that's his onesh, the higher onesh is Chayve Misus Bezdin. So he says, there's a difference between the Chayve Misus Bezdin and the Limut, and the Mekor. That there's a difference. Goyne v'sakasvo, we know it from Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So memele, it's all like one oinesh that is chayev misa b'dei odom kanoin poigim boi and misa b'dei shomayim. So if kanoin poigim boi won't have the misa b'dei shomayim, it's all one. So how do we call it? We call it a misa b'dei shomayim? No, it's called a kanoin poigim boi. That's the name of the chumrah of the dover. But by Tomei Sheshimish, we learn out Misa B'dei Shomayim from Trume. By Trume, it's called Misa B'dei Shomayim. So we learn out to Tomei Sheshimish that it's Misa B'dei Shomayim. There's also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that on this Misa B'dei Shomayim, Kanoim or Poigim Boy. But we can't call it all Al Shem the Kanoim Poigim Boy because there's a special limit that it has a Shem of Misa B'dei Shomayim. That's his chilek. I tried hard to explain it. He says double nochen. Yeah. Getting back to the etzem din of goyin v'sakasvo, we have to figure out why be'emes also the Rambam and also the Ramban. They both say that the din, the original din, the Pashtus HaPosik of Lo Yavoyu Lios Kevala HaSakodesh is not Noeg LeDoiros. The Shaila was, if we count as a Lois HaSegonim HaKasvo, we don't count it, does it have Misa B'dei Shomayim or not? But the fact that the Lav was B'shas Maiseh, or not looking at the Aron, why isn't that Noeg LeDoiros? Where's the Makor for that? So Bamis, there's a Gemara in Soto, Daflam Day. Vayach ba'anche beis shemesh kiro bo'oren. It's talking over there. The Aron was in Sde Plishtim for 6 Chodoshim, and then the Plishtim sent it back by itself on Agolo, and the cows were on this, pulling the Agolo, and with the Aron in the back, and it walked by itself. They made a nachash. They said, if it goes by itself to the Eden, so it's a simen that Hashem, they were big kofarim. They weren't willing to be moedah in Hashem that he did them all the punishments that says there in Tanakh. So when the Aron walked straight over to the Eden, to the Jewish side, so they understood that it's Hashem who did all the onshim that they had. So it says when the Agola came to the area of Beit Shemesh, it's good to read it inside. Vayishalnu apolis baderech. Here there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Dalet says that the poros sang. They said Roni Roni Ashita. There's a whole song there. So the Vayisharno Apolis, because it says Vayisharno, but this should say Vateisharno. Vayisharno is a Loshen Shira, and Poros is Loshen Akeva. Al Derech Beit Shemesh, Bemisilo Achas, Olchu Olech Vigoy, Veloy Soru Yeminu Smoy, Besarne Plishtim Olchim Achareyem, Ad Gvul Beit Shemesh. Then it says, Beit Shemesh Koitzrim Ktsir Chitim Baimek, and Derech Agav, there's a Shaila, someone asked, how could it be Koitzrim Ktsir Chitim Baimek? Shulchan Aruch and Tovkuf Pei says that Eli Ubonov and the Nishba Arona Elokim happened on Yud Ir. From Yud Ir, Shisha Chadoshim would come out in Cheshvan. So when it says that they were, the Aron was in Sdei Plishtim for Shisha Chadoshim, so it comes out Cheshvan is not a time of Koitzrim Ktsir Chitim Baemek. That's something to think about. They were happy to see it. And then it says, Vayach Banshe Beit Shemesh, Hashem gave them a punishment, Vayach, Kirou Baroin Hashem, Vayach Bom Shivimish, Chamishim Elef Ish. Shalas was Shivim Dar Shokol Kechamishim Elef, Chamishim Elef Shokol Shivim Sanhedrin, Vayisab Lom Kiko Hashem Bom Makro Gedoilo. And they said, Miu Chalavi Lifnei Hashem Elohim. So they sent the Aron to Kiryat Ye'arim. So the Gemara says, Vayach Banshe Beit Shemesh Kiro Ba'oroi Mishum Doro Vayach. Why did they get such a Einish? Because they saw the Aron. So Rabavov Rabbeloz Ochadom HaKoitzrinu Mishtachavinoyu. They kept on doing what they were doing. They didn't stop. They were still Koitzrin and they were Mishtachavin. They did together. It's not the covet. Rashi says, "Loi botlu mimlachton lechabdoi." By rov loshim bizoim, k'mer al tirun ishan ishchar choyres. They weren't mechabed the Aron enough. The chadoma mili nami omer. They also said things that are not nice. Man amrich dim rais, mich ischo k'sheko astov loitzalto samcho min hashvio. The ato mim efaischo k'shenispayasto lovei meilecho. They weren't nice to the Aron. The shaila is, why does the Gemara say Vayach Banshe Beit Mishum Doro Vayach? What's the pele? V'lo yavoyu liroiz kival asakredesh v'meisu. It says Vayisu Einayim. The pasuk says Vayisu Es Einayim. Vayiru Es Oren. Vayis Mechul liroiz. So there's a pasuk V'lo yavoyu liroiz kival asakredesh v'meisu. So be'emes the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet. Omer Av Katine, B'shol Shoy Yisrael Oilin L'Regel Megalilin L'Emes Aporoiches. When there was Aliyah L'Regel Yontev, so they used to roll up the Poroiches. U'marin L'Emes Akruvim Shoy Maurim Zebo Zebo. Imrim L'Em Ruhu Chibaschem L'Fnei Amokim K'chi Bazor Chor Nekevo. Mosib Rav Chiste V'lo Yavoy Ulihos Kevala Asakredesh. How could you open the Aron? How could you open the Poroiches to see the Aron? V'lo Yavoy Ulihos, you're not supposed to go look. Vom Rav Yudah, Rav Bishas Achnosas Kelim Lenartik Shalem. Vom Rav Nachman, Moshe Lekala Kozman Shibeveso Vio Tznua Mi Bailo. Kimen Shabosel Beis Chomio Eino Tznua Mi Bailo. So the Gemara answers that Beveso Vio Beirusel Adayin in the Midbar, they weren't gassin Beshchina. There wasn't yet such Chibas, it was also to look at our. And Beveis Rishon, it was already, and Bais Rishon was already mutar. So then the Gemara asked that there was a Kohen Echad Misasek, so it was going to say where the Aron is hidden, where the Mechila is. So you see that there wasn't any Kesher, you're not allowed to have the Chibaschem, the Shaychus to the Aron. So the Gemara says, Nisgal Shekarnus, Nisgal Shechozru L'Chibos HaRishenus. The Gemara answered that Bebayis Sheni there wasn't such Chiba, so Bemis it's also V'Le'evoy L'Royce, and Bebayis Rishon it's Mutar because there was a lot of Chiba, so it's Meshunedik. If there is a Lav V'Le'evoy L'Royce is not allowed to look at the Aron, so how do we say that sometimes you're Mutar and sometimes it's also? We are deciding that Bebayis Rishon was a lot of Chiba, so there's no Lav. And then Bebayis Sheni there again is a Lav because the Chiba wasn't stark. So from all this we see, from the fact that the Gemara in Sota didn't bring V'loi Avoyu Liris, and from the fact in Yuma that the Gemara did bring V'loi Avoyu Liris, and the Gemara says that sometimes that it's Mutar, sometimes that it's Osir. So I would think, also from a Diuk in the Gemara, but I would think that the Makor is here, that the Gemara didn't count it for a Lav L'Doris, because the Gemara didn't say it in... the Gemara didn't say that. The Le'avoy Liris says all the time. It's only the Pshat is like this. The Gemara says, "The Le'avoy Liris Kevalas Hakodesh." Dom Rav Yehuda b'shas achnosas kelim lenautik shleim. The Pshat is like this. Bemis the Lav was only b'shas b'midbar by the Levim. Le'avoy Liris b'shas achnosas lenautik shleim. But and afterwards there's no Lav. But the Gemara asks it in Yuma because since we see that there is such a lav that's a bizoyan for the Aron to look at it, so it's not roy to be megalo the paroches to open it up. Not because there's been a lav loy of Lewis. The lav is not anymore. The lav is not on that. The lav might be on Gernivus Akasbo. But the Shah, there was a Iser of not looking at the Aron. So we understand from this that it's not roy to look at the arms. That's why the Gemara is Le'avoy Liris. So then, as the high time of the Gemara could have asked it also in Soito. Vayach, banshe be shemesh mishum dero vayach. So the Gemara said, vayach, because of Le'avoy Liris. So if the pasuk would be bedavke, so we'd say, Le'avoy Liris v'meisu. But since it's not bedavke, only it's not roy to look at it, so memele. So the Gemara didn't ask it there because it's not magia such a big oinesh as vayach. But mitzad sheni, we could say in the Gemara Sota without all this, we could say the Gemara Sota itself because v'lo yavoyu lios kevalas hakodesh when you're going especially b'chavona to see it. But b'anshe b'shemesh they didn't go b'chavona to see it. The Aron came to them. So mitzad re'iyas or mitzad v'lo yavoyu lirois, even if it would be a lav, it could be it wouldn't be a iser because the Aron came to them. It's not their fault. Only if you go, Megalilin is aporeches, or the Levim would come in before the time, then it would be also. So that could be a Makar, that means Be'emis, the Iker, Gemara, and Yuma, could be a Makar for the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Ramban, that it's not Noig L'Doiris. Because the Gemara says at Teretz that sometimes there's Chiba, and sometimes there's no Chiba. So L'Roy Lios, Kevala, Sakredesh is not all the time. So Memela, we understood that it's not a Lav Bedavke. But it's not right to look at it. Maybe Mehai Timer will say, but the Bag says it. The Bag says it as a Goinim Sakasus. Also, the Bag is Moide. The Bag is also Moide that V'loyavoyu Liris Kevala Sakodesh doesn't go on looking at the Aron. The way that Michas Chinuch brings him down, it also goes only on Goinim Klishois. And the Ramban, in the end of the Rishima of the Mitzvah Loises, when he puts in new Lavim, because he took out a lot of Lavim of the Rambam, and he put in new ones. He had to put in 31 new ones. One of them is V'le'avoyu Liris Kevalas HaKodesh, because he holds that it's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Bemis it has a Lav. We talked about Gönim Sakas was Kanoim Poigimboy. We talked a little bit about Tomi Sheshimesh, that's Kanoim Poigimboy. There's one more, we'll talk about it a little bit, Pinchos. The Gemara says that Boil Aramis is Kanoim Poigimboy. So the Gemara says it's Davke B'Shas Maisa. And we have to add on that the Kanoim Pogim Bo, Rashi says in the Rishonim, that all the other ones of Kanoim Pogim Bo is only B'shas Maaseh. So when the Rambam says, and the Mishnah says, Moitzino se chutz la'azor o'poitzines moichis, so it's not B'shas Maaseh. It's like a boy la'ramis u'pirish. So they talk about it, but it would seem, Mistoma, the Pshat, that you can't be poitzines moichis ba'azor because of the tumah, they don't want to be marba. The fact that they're grabbing him and pulling him out, that's the ascholah of the Kanoim Pogim Bo, because they can't do it before, but they already have a shlita on him, and they're going to kill him. It could be that's also called B'shas Maaseh. They started B'shas Maaseh. So Pinchos. The Gemara says that Pinchos, it's Kanoim Pogim Bo, and it has to be Dafke B'shas Maaseh, and it was a big nest that Zimri and Cosby didn't stop in the middle. And it's the regular din of Kanoim Pogim Bo. There's the Achronim talk a lot about this union of Pinchos. There's the Mishneh Lemelech. He talks about if somebody's allowed to kill somebody, it has a reshus to do it. Let's say Legoil Adam, the Rambam says, the Goil Adam has reshus to kill the Retzach that he went out of the Ermikla. So the Shaila, the Mishnah Melech has a sofek, if the Gemara says that Pinchos Ilu Nepach Zimri, if Zimri would turn around Varga le Pinchos, Pinchos is coming to kill Zimri, the Einaragol of Sharei Roidefu. The Gemara says that Pinchos, even though he has a din of Kanoin Pogim Bo, is allowed to kill Zimri, but Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchos because Pinchos is still called a Roidef. Since it's a Reshus, it's a Kanoin, it's not something that you're Mechuyev to do. If you're a Kanoin, you have a Reshus to kill him, so Memeli still has a Shem Roidef. That means he has both together. He has a Kanoim, he's allowed to kill him, and he's also called a Roidef. He's putting himself in Sakona, that Zimri could have turned around and killed Pinchos, and he wouldn't be Neragolov. And that was one of the Nisim. It says, Shisha Nisim. No, right from the Shishon Nisi, maybe there's another Medrash. Takoponim, the din is that when he had, so the Mishnah Lemelech says, since we see by Pinchos that Zimri could have turned around and killed him, so we see that where it's a Reshus, he's still called a Roidef. So Memela Goyel Adam, if he wants to kill the Reitzech that went out of there, Mikla, since it's also a Reshus, that's how the Rambam says it's a Reshus. So Memela, if the Reitzech wants to kill the Goyel Adam, he's allowed to do it, because where it's a Reshus, he's still called the Roidef. That the Achronim talk a lot. Another din there is that the Achronim talk about, then the Divrei Yecheskel, he says for a Dover Poshut, that if there was a Boel Aramis, and B'Shas Maaseh is a Boel Aramis, somebody had thrown a Chetz, and he killed her Evan, and B'Shoigeg he killed this Boel Aramis. That means he wasn't a Kanoi that went to kill him in Tzad Kanoz, he killed him a Retzicha B'Shoigeg. So he says for sure he would have to go to Golus, so Mehaik Taimer will be Moisif if he killed him B'Mezid without knowing the whole Indian of Kanoim Pogim Bo and Boel Aramis, so it would be a Retzach that is Chayiv Misi. He says it as a Dover Poshut. He's toilet in the Rabbi Kiveger we mentioned before. The Rabbi Kiveger says that Kanoim Pogim Bo gives a din of Kom Lebed Rabbi Mine. That means it has a Shem of a Chiyuv Misi, so Memele. If he's a Mechuyev Misa like Rabbi Kiveger, Kanoim Pogim Bo, so then we would say even if somebody else kills him, he's not Chayev Misa, he's not a Rotzeach. Why? Because he's a Gavre Ktila. He's called the Ein Loi Domin. That Achronim talk Barich is that if there's a Chiyuv Misa on him, so he's a Gavre Ktila, he's a Chiyuv Misa, so if somebody kills him, he's Potter. So Memele, the Kanoim Pogim Bo gives him a din of a Gavre Ktila. But if you won't say like Rabbi Kiveger, like he tries to point out that maybe some don't hold like Rabbi Kiveger, so then if somebody else would come and kill him B'Shegeg, he would be called a Ritzach and he would have to go to Golis, which seems like the big, big Chiddush. If there's a Rishus to kill him, a Kanoim could be Pogim Bo, still somebody else would be called a Ritzach. Mitzad Sheni, we see that the Kanoim Pogim Bo himself is also called a Ritzach. He's called a Roidef, but it's Mutter. So could that we could understand a little bit of his chiddush. Another chiddush in the Indian of Pinchas is in the Afike Yam in Chelik Beis Simen Mem. At the end of the Simen, he talks about Riches, about this Roidef and Kanoim Pogimboy. At the end of the Simen, he says, like this. What we were talking about, that if it's a Roshus, and Zimri could go and kill Pinchas because he's a Roidef Roshus, a Roidef Roshus also is a kind of a Roidef or a Tzeh. So he says, the Achronim say, a lot of Achronim, they point out that the Rambam in Ilchus Gneva seems to be mechalek between the roidef, the roitzeach of Boba Machteres, and the roidef, the regular roidef. Test in Ritzeah in Geneva. Above Machteres, Ben Berg Tess Alochetes Geneva, Above Machteres, Ben Bayon Ben Balailo, Ein Loy Domin. That means he's like a Gavrik Taylor's, no Domin. Elo Imhogoy Balabai Sushar Odom Pturin. Verushus Yeshu Cholo Hogoy. So by every roidef, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to kill. A roidef. Roidev acha chaver lehogoy, afilo yoredev kotner, kol Yisrael mitzuvin laatzil anirdof miyad roidev, afilo benafshe shel roidev. It's a mitzvah. It's in Perek Aleph, aloch evov, from Roitzeh. By Bobe Machteres, the Rambam says, Rishus yesh lakol lehogoy ben b'chol ben b'shabes. So the Achronim, they talk and they say that there's a chilek between the Rechezkel, the Asikeyam, Rav Shach. They all talk about it, that Bobe Machteres is only a Rishus, because he's really coming to get Momen. Only we have a Cheshbin, that if he's Omid Kenegdo, don't kill him. Memele, it's not the same Roidev. We won't go into that now. But the Chilik is that every Roidev, Achachaneh Lahogoy, it's a mitzvah to be Matzel the Nirdov, and by Bobe Machteres, it's a Rishus. So, says the Afike Yam, that if we say like the Mishneh LeMelech, that every matzil from a roidef, Bereshus, is also called a roidef, and the roidef could come and save himself by killing the matzil. So Memele, by Boba Machteres, if the one who's in the Machteres turns around and kills the one who wants to kill him because he's a roidef, so he's also potter because he's not a roidef. And this is a very big chiddush, because the Balabais himself is allowed to kill him. Should we say that he could kill the Balabais because the Balabais is going to kill him, and the Balabais is called a Roidev, is a Rishus to kill him because he's like every Matzil? So Memele, the Balabais is also called the Matzil himself, and he's also called a Roidev Birshus, and the Boba Machteres could kill him, and he won't be called a Roitzeh. But the whole Boba Machteres that is called a Roitzeh is because the Balabais will be Ermit connected organ. So the Balabais, we for sure won't say it. So It'll be interesting to say it on somebody else who's taking the place of the Balabais, and he's going to come and kill the Boba Machteres, will say that he's a Roidev, and the Boba Machteres could kill him. It sounds like Meshuna a little. Then in the Hemshech, he says, the Afike Yam, this is the point I want to point out, he says, Be'ikar Divrei HaMishneh LaMelech is Tzorich Yom. Why? Because Salocha LaMish Misinai that Boel Aram is Kanoin Poiginbo. So he says, so how can we say that if the Pinchas is Mekane Kinas Hashem Tzvokas, and it's Kanoin Poiginbo, and he has a Rishus to do it, how could we call him that he's a Roidev? How could we say that Zimri could turn around and kill Pinchas HaYitochen? And then he says, Avol Zimri Einu Mechuyiv La'aminei Bozeh. He says, but you have to be Emes a Kanoi, and Boichen Libois, that Hashem knows if he's really a Kanoi or he's doing it because of something else. Maybe he has a Sina for him or something. So if he has a Sina, he can't kill him out of Kanoi. So who knows about it? So he says, he knows that he's a Kanoi. But Zimri, he doesn't know that he's a Kanoi. He thinks maybe he has a Sina or something. So Zimri has a Rishus to kill Pinchas because he doesn't have to believe that he's a Kanoi. Also, it doesn't sound like that's what the Gemalach of the Gemara is. And then he says maybe because Zimri would be Potter because the first time that it happened, so nobody knew about it. Zimri thought that there's no din of Kanoim Pogim, but Pinchas is coming stam to kill a Marotzeach. So if Zimri would do it, so then it would be only by Zimri. The Gemara, it's not Mashma that way. The Gemara says that it's a din, it's a klal, that Pinchas has a din of a Roideh. So we covered these three inyanim of Kanoim Pogim. And we said that Pinchas was Moisar Nefesh because Zimri could have turned around and killed him. There's a pasuk in Malachi that talks about Pinchas. It's in the Haftorah of Toldos. So the pasuk says like this. It's talking about the Kohanim. The Kohanim, the Avodah and the Beis Hamikdash and their covenant that they have to do. Brisi oiso ito yachayim v'asholim. So it goes like this. The Gemara says, what was the Maaser with Pinchas? He wanted to kill Zimri, but he couldn't get in because there was the Shevet Shimon there, and they would finish him off right away. So the Gemara says, "Vayar Pinchas ben Elozo, Maro, Ro Maaser v'Niska Alocha." So he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Achi Avi Abba, my great uncle, Loi Kach Limadetani Beridet Tchom Me'Asina Eboy Lesakusis Kanoin Poigimboy." You told us Kanoin Poigimboy. So he told him the one who reads the letter, he should fulfill what it says. That means it's halacha ve'ein moirin kein, so Moshe Rabbeinu can't tell him, go kill him. It's something that Bezdin can't pass, and they can't tell him, do it. It has to be the kanoi from himself, his ma'orer, his kina, and he goes and does it. So that's what he said. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, ein chilul Hashem, ein chol tinkovad. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, halacha ve'ein moirin kein, if you think so, so then it says, the Gemara says that he took the medal, the end of the spear, he put into his pocket and nobody saw it. And he came to Shiftei Shalevi. And the Shiftei Shalevi, he said to them, he wanted to go in. So they said, Pinchas is coming in. So he said, who said that Shevet Levi is better than Shevet Shimon? So they understood that he also is coming to do Aveira. He's one of their party. And that's when he went inside, he first took out the metal of the spear, and he put it on the piece of wood, on the makloi, and then he killed him with a chrusa shel Zimri and a chrusa shel Kozbi. So Pasuk goes like this. Toiras emes oiso befiu, ve'avlo lo nimtso bisvosov. The Gros says in a few places that when we're talking about peh, it means when somebody's talking straight out what he means, because peh is one. Sfosov is something that divides into two parts, like this chosayim. says Netzol Shoyni Meiroa, that's Ra. Usfosai Medaber Mirmo. Mirmo is Echod Bepe Vechod Belev, that's connected to this Fosai. So he says, Toiras Emesoiso Befiu was when he was by Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, what do we do? Vehemo Boichim Pesach and Moidnis Alma Alocha of Kanoin Poikim Boy. So they told him, Kraina Digalte you Levi Parvanka. He says, Limadetonu Beridet Chomer Sinai. This was the Alocha, that's Toiras Emes. He said the Torah says. When he came to Shevet Shimon, he said, Echod Bepev, Echod Belev. He made them think that he's one of them, but really he was going to kill him. That was Sfosov, that he said, he didn't say what he meant, he didn't mean what he said. That's the Avlo. When he said the Avlo, Ke'ilu, that he's part of them, really it wasn't the Avlo in his Sfosai. He was allowed to do it. He didn't really say it open. He said it, Beloshna Mishtamea Bishnei Ponim. Then it says, "B'shalom u'b'mishor holachitis." Two malachim, two ways. There's shalom and there's mishor. It says, "Mipnei shalom, you could be mishane." To do shalom, ben Yisrael aviem shebashemayim, he was mishane, and he didn't say mamish the emes by Shimon. And mishor was when he was by Moshe Rabbeinu. He said the straight out halacha, "B'shalom u'b'mishor holachitis." And then it was v'rabbi meishiv mi'ovad. So then it says, "What was his oichek? Kisiv seikre nishmeru das." Like we said before, Toiras Emes Oiso Befiu, that when you're talking Piu, the Gemara says is always the chibur between Aloch Toiras Shebiksav and Toiras Shebal Peh, because Piu is 101. That's the chibur between the Gematria is 101. The chibur between Toiras Shebiksav and Bal Peh says Pi and Hey Vov Piu. Hey is Chamisho Chum She Toiras Shebiksav and Vov is Shisho Sidre Mishnah. That's what Pinchas did. He said over Aloch Elo Meshe Misinai. So he was zeiche that he's the Torah Yevakshu Mipiu, that he's going to be the Mesiris, and he's Eliyahu Hanavi, and he brings back all the Mesiris. And one more Nekudah is it says that Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen, so it says, Elozo ben Aaron lokach loy mibnois putiel loy leisho, vateled loy es Pinchas. What was putiel? So the Gemara says here, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that putiel was that pitei mavim oya golim lavuid dezoreh, there's two pshotim. One is that Avi Imoy was from Yisroel, that was Mefatim Agolim Lavidezor, and then he did tshuva. Or it was from Yosef, Rashi brings down Yosef, Shepitpeit B'Yitzroel, and he was Misgabra on his Yitzroel of Arayis. So he came from two kivunim. He came from Yosef, and he came from Yisroel. Yisroel was connected to Avidezor, and Yosef was connected to Arayis. And what did Pinchas do? He killed Zimri and Cosby, which was Baal Peor, and Arias together. With one shot, he was misgabra on both Yitzorim of that came the Koiches from Yosef and from Elozar. So what was he zoiche? He was zoiche that Chaim, Bris Yosef, Chaim Basholem, he had Chaim Loilom, Bris Kunas Oilom, and he lives forever, because Bekanu is Kinosi. He came from Benois Putiel. Putiel is both Koches Yosef, Pitpet Beitzroy, and Yisroy Shepite Magolim Lavidezor. Putiel is Begematria twice Chaim, because he was Zeicher because of two things. Chaim is 68, 2 times 68 is 136, Begematria Putiel.